We are getting ready for the big race between Grand Rapids and La Prairie, a rematch of the race these two towns had 125 years ago to become the Itasca County seat. We've got Johnny Blandon here. He's the executive for the advancement of the greater Grand Rapids metropolitan area.
Executive regional governor. Here's my card.
Ooh, kind of heavy for a card.
I overcompensate.
We've also got Betsy O'Brannigan, president of the La Prairie Council for Growth and Progress.
We've got a liquor store and a roller rink. What do you have?
Now, we were talking during Katie's song, and we seem to agree that you two would not be doing the actual racing.
No, bad back.
And I get migraines when I run, so head.
Shoulders.
Knees.
Toes.
Knees and toes.
Yeah. Right. So we've selected people to run the race for you. Representing Grand Rapids, we've got Emily Yoga Pansela.
Excuse me. That's Yaga Pansela. You need a runner? I'm your gal. I'm just coming off a juice cleanse. I've been tapering the last 4 days. Ooh, yeah.
Whoa. You scared me there.
Just letting out the weakness, breathing in the power. Ooh, yeah.
Emily, what makes you want to race for Grand Rapids?
I grew up here. Anyone who tries to cross Pakegama Avenue has to get fast or get removed from the grill of a Mack truck by the jaws of life. Now, Grand Rapids has a fancy YMCA, karate, and a yoga studio. Hoo-yah! Namaste.
Well, I will say, you seem to be in pretty good shape.
That's because I did a Got Fit Itasca. When I flex my arms, my shirt lifts up over my belly button. I crack walnuts with my thighs, and I got a butt that just won't quit, mostly on account of my high fiber intake. Booyah.
Well, I tell you, that sounds like it could be a problem on a distance run.
Don't worry about me, lumpy space princess. I'm wearing astronaut undies.
Well, okay, so we had to look pretty hard for a racer in La Prairie since it's become such a small, overlooked town since they lost the first race 125 years ago.
Hey!
But we did find someone special. He's the great-grandson of the man who ran the race for La Prairie back in the summer of 1890. It's Charles Everton.
Hello.
Mr. Everton, how are you?
Mr. Everton was my father. Call me sir.
I see. Well, sir, I have to say, you don't look like a typical distance runner.
Runner? Goodness, no. I haven't run in 35 years. There's only two reasons to run in this world: fleeing a bear or leaving a bar when your wife and girlfriend show up at the same time.
So those things happen to you?
Unfortunately, yes. In one case, I narrowly escaped with my life, my back forever scarred with terrible claw marks and the musky smell of a deranged beast still etched in my nostrils. In the other instance, I managed to avoid a bear.
Well, the great race between Grand Rapids and La Prairie must be quite a family story for you.
Grandfather always regretted losing. He was racked with shame. Pops, too. He wouldn't even go to Grand Rapids until the Dairy Queen opened. Ice cream addiction is no laughing matter. I will succeed where my family has failed.
Okay, well, how do you plan to win this race for La Prairie?
I'll drive. Highway 169 is a straight shot. Boom, done.
Well, that hardly seems fair.
Oh, let Grandpa drive, I don't care. Aiken's, what, 52 miles? Easy like Sunday morning. Double marathon. Ooh, yeah. Oh,
so, Emily, how fast is your mile?
50 seconds.
Now, that's not physically possible.
That's what people say when they don't want to make lifestyle changes, Tubbs. Look at my calves. They're as big as actual calves. You want some veal? Well, you can't have any. Veal is for winners.
Well, we've got quite a matchup here, folks. Will the Prairie win the race for county seat, or will Grand Rapids keep its title? Stay tuned.